Thursday, the 7th of November. Beyond the Indian hamlet, upon a forlorn strand, I happened on a trail of recent footprints. Through rotting kelp, sea coconuts, and bamboo, the tracks led me to their maker, a white man, his trousers and pea jacket rolled up, sporting a kempt beard and an outsized beaver, shoveling and sifting the cindery sand with a teaspoon so intently that he noticed me only after I had hailed him from 10 yards away. Thus it was I made the acquaintance of Dr. Henry Goose, surgeon to the London nobility. His nationality was no surprise. If there be any eyrie so desolate or isle so remote that one may there resort unchallenged by an Englishman, 'tis not down on any map I ever saw. Had the doctor misplaced anything on that dismal shore? Could I render assistance? Dr. Goose shook his head, knotted loose his kerchief, and displayed its contents with clear pride. Teeth, sir, are the enameled grails of the quest in hand. In days gone by, this Arcadian strand was a cannibal's banqueting hall, yes, where the strong engorged themselves on the weak. The teeth they spat out, as you or I would expel cherry stones. But these base molars, sir, shall be transmuted to gold, and how? An artisan of Piccadilly who fashions denture sets for the nobility pays handsomely for human gnashers. Do you know the price a quarter pound will earn, sir? I confessed I did not. Nor shall I enlighten you, sir, for 'tis a professional secret. He tapped his nose. Mr. Ewing, are you acquainted with Marchioness Grace of Mayfair? No. The better for you, for she is a corpse in petticoats. 5 years have passed since this harridan besmirched my name, yes, with imputations that resulted in my being blackballed from society. Dr. Goose looked out to sea. My peregrinations began in that dark hour. I expressed sympathy with the doctor's plight. I thank you, sir. I thank you. But these ivories, he shook his kerchief, are my angels of redemption. Permit me to elucidate. The Marchioness wears dental fixtures fashioned by the aforementioned doctor. Next Yuletide, just as that scented she-donkey is addressing her ambassador's ball, I, Henry Goose, yes, I shall arise and declare to one and all that our hostess masticates with cannibals' gnashers. Sir Hubert will challenge me, predictably. Furnish your evidence, that boar shall roar, or grant me satisfaction. I shall declare evidence, Sir Hubert? Why, I gathered your mother's teeth myself from the spittoon of the South Pacific. Here, sir, here are some of their fellows. And fling these very teeth into her tortoiseshell soup tureen, and that, sir, that will grant me my satisfaction. The twittering wits will scald the icy Marchioness in their news sheets, and by next season she shall be fortunate to receive an invitation to a poorhouse ball. In haste, I bade Henry Goose a good day. I fancy he is a bedlamite.